There's the music, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raider Rap. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dusty Budd, sports director at KYMN Radio, and we've got a great show for you today because we actually are talking to spring sports teams, and they've actually got on the field. They got outside this week. Yay! After what has been one of the craziest and ugliest spring weathers that we've seen in quite a few years here at Northfield, the spring sports teams got out, and there's a lot of action going on. They're going to have to jam-pack their season now here in the next couple of weeks, but they're just excited to talking with the representatives that I have here live. Very excited to be able to get outside and have a little fun and actually go and perform their athletic achievements outside, which is what we're supposed to do when it's spring here in Minnesota and you're playing spring athletics at Northfield High School. I've got a great show lined up for today. I've got the girls golf team in, talk about their meet this week and also what they plan on accomplishing this season. And also we'll be joined by Katie Brust, who is representing the girls track and field team. And she's in the green room right now, and she'll be in just a few minutes to talk about the girls track and field and see what they have going on for the season as well. So a jam-packed Raider app. We're happy to have everybody here. Took last week off because there just wasn't a lot to talk about because nobody really had started playing. So I'm excited to be back this week, and we'll plan on cranking through here the rest of the Saturdays through the spring sports season. So thanks everybody for tuning in and coming on Raider Up. I want to thank my sponsors, Northfield Hospital and Clinics, for sponsoring Raider Up all season long. All right, well, you know what? I'm lucky enough to have representatives from the girls golf team. They're in studio right now, and to get them in and out of here so they can go and enjoy this beautiful day and this beautiful weekend, I'll bring them on right now. I'm joined by head coach Brian Stevens, also Molly Stevens and Hannah Brayland from the girls golf team. And I'm going to say good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Dusty.
We're all in a good mood. We got outside this week. Coach Stevens, can you just talk about the excitement that you saw out of the girls by finally getting outside and playing a little golf?
Yeah, this has been an incredible spring, Dusty. This is my 14th year coaching, and we've never had anything like this. Usually, things are opened up and kind of ready to go right around, at the latest, the second week of April, right around the time of the Masters. And as everybody knows, that didn't happen this year. So we've been inside since basically the middle of March, and doing as much as we can. We've focused a lot on technical aspects of swings and videotaping players. We've worked on as much as we could short game shots. We've had them hitting into targets like swimming pools and inner tubes and those kinds of things. This year was also very helpful that we had the dome in Dundas, where we were able to get in and hit real golf balls instead of foam or plastic ones, and be able to just see what it felt like to make contact with a real golf ball, even if it was just for 30 or 40 yards. So really nice to have the dome for us this year, and all the spring sports teams really benefited from that as well. I think we would have it would have been a real tough situation without that extra space for us this year. So
you talk about that, the Dundas Dome, and what a great thing for all the spring sports teams. I mean, the spring sports that I've talked about, baseball and softball, have been on as well, and they're like, we use the dome. I mean, what a great idea for the Foster family to come up with that. And they're getting a little business because, hey, the weather's like this, they need some place to play, let's go to the Dundas Dome. And I think that was the concept the whole time behind it. So just talk about having the Dundas Dome and being able to do that.
Yeah, it's been a tremendous asset for all the programs. And when I talk to other coaches and tell them that we have that, I mean, you can just kind of see their eyes light up because, you know, we follow a lot of these teams. They have social media pages and things like that are out there, and you see them, you know, they're for something for their players to do. They're out, you know, cleaning up the fields or whatever, and that's all really good things to do, but, you know, the kids want to play as well. So just having that extra space, and, you know, Northfield High School, when you look at the other schools in the Big Nine Conference, we really do lack gym space, and for us to be able to have that extra bit, I think, was really critical. And it makes kids feel like that when they do get out for that first competition, that they're maybe a little bit more prepared. They've at least have hit, they've hit a real golf ball, or they fielded a real softball or baseball or whatever it is. So it was fantastic for us.
Let's bring on the girls here, Hannah Brayland and Molly Stevens. Molly, we'll start with you. How nice was it getting outside this week? Yay! Talk about that a little bit.
It was really great getting outside after being inside for probably 4 or 5 weeks, you know, we've been in the gym hitting fake golf balls at little kiddie pools and at the wall in the middle school gym. We've also been putting in the media center. So we just try to do as much as we can inside, but it's such a relief to get outside and have our first meet. We learned a lot, and we've got a lot to work on after that first meet. So
she talks about the first meet. It was a triangular against Winona and Owatonna. The Raiders win that meet, the first meet of the season. Hannah, let's go ahead and swing the mic over to you and just talk about your excitement for finally getting outside.
Yeah, I was pumped to get outside. It was so nice to actually be able to, like, see a score come in after 18, but not only see a score, like, see what I can work on and see what the team can work on, too. So we have room for improvement, and we'll just continue on with that.
Let's talk about that. Keep the microphone right there, Hannah. What parts of your game did you see from Thursday that you're going to have to work on a little bit here as you progress through the season?
I mean, I really think the whole team needs to work on short game. We have a lack of that just because hitting foam balls and wiffle balls in a gym doesn't really show you. I mean, it shows you the stroke, but it doesn't necessarily show you how hard or how long you have to hit it. So,
all right. Swing it over to Molly. Same question, Molly. Parts of your game that you saw from Thursday that you're going to need to work on a little bit this season to get better at?
I definitely agree that we all need to work on our short game. You know, as Hannah said, it's hard to judge distance inside. So just getting a feel for that as we're outside now is going to be, it's going to help a lot, I think.
Coach Stevens, Brian, do you echo that concept from what you saw on Thursday? Short game is where we need to little focus maybe as we progress through the season?
So our first time on a golf course this year was the meet that you described down in Winona. We were outside as of last Monday, but as far as being able to work with a green, where the scoring really happens in golf, the first time we were able to do that was in Winona. So these girls really came out kind of, you know, kind of blind, if that's the right word, to you know, how their putting stroke was going to be. And the short game is just such it's such an art. It's really more art than science, and you got to have some imagination, and it takes a while. Many of them haven't played since last, you know, September or October, and you just don't pick that up, you know, in a practice set or one practice session. It takes a long time to kind of build that back. So, yeah, I think when you look at our performance, it was really we played pretty well for a team that had not been on a golf course yet. But I think in the next 2 weeks, we'll see exponential improvement as they're going to get a chance to work around the green a little bit more.
You guys are going to have a very truncated schedule right now, Brian. I mean, is it a lot of golf, multiple days in a row here to make up for those meets that you missed?
Yeah, before coming over, I was just doing some things to communicate with the kids about the upcoming week. We have three this week. Fortunately, two of those are in Northfield, which is great. And then, you know, we're looking at three more the week after that. And then I think we settle in for the final 2 weeks of, you know, more two a week, which is what we're used to. But, yeah, the best laid plans just kind of went by the wayside this time around. So we'll get through. We've got we've got some good players that have been through this before. So or I shouldn't say through this, but they know what it takes to compete multiple days.
Molly, ready to play some golf? Three meets, huh? That's a bear right there. Talk about some of the courses that you're going to play on. How was the course conditions down in Winona? And also, what are some of your favorite courses to play on?
Oh, boy. So at Winona, the greens were a little rough. You know, they'd only been open a couple days. Mm-hmm. So the greens were a little spotty and a little dirty, like a little dried out, and they didn't have a lot of substance to them. Okay. So it's kind of hard to putt on them. They were pretty bumpy. But other than that, the course is in good shape. This week we're at Northfield Golf Club, and then we're in Mankato, and then we're back at Willinger's, which is just outside Northfield. And I really like playing Willinger's. I think it's a good course, so I'm excited for that meet on Thursday.
Okay, sounds good. Swing it over to Hannah. Let's talk about Hannah. Like I said, three meets this week, three the following. I mean, a lot of golf to be played here. Are you excited for that?
Yeah, I am.
What are some of your favorite courses?
I'm really excited for that, but it's also a lot of school to miss. So, yeah, I mean, just staying on top of that. But golf is golf, and you just get out there and you play, you know. Some of my favorite courses to play on, I really like Red Rings course. Okay. But we won't get there this week. But I also really like Northfield, so.
And then, Hannah, a little background. What made you want to get involved in playing golf?
My seventh grade teacher was the middle school coach, and she made us all write it down in our planners that to go to the informational meeting. And I wasn't going to go, but then my parents saw it at conferences, and they were like, you should do that. We have clubs at home. And so that's how I joined and hit half swings all of seventh grade. Yep.
But you've obviously gotten better now.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Summer golf is really what like pushed me over the edge to break the 100s and even the 90s. So.
Yep. Do you find yourself, when even out of season, playing a lot of golf in the summertime?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We play a lot of golf in the summer. I mean, probably play a tournament like once a week.
Okay.
In June and July, and then kind of tapers off in August just because fall sports happen then.
Sure.
But
sounds good. So we get over to Molly. Molly, let's kind of jump off on that topic. And you know, I'm sure you play a ton of golf outside of the golf season at the high school. How do you get a couple times a week? One time a week? How does your summer work when you get out on the course?
I personally play a lot of tournaments in the summer, probably two to three a week, maybe.
Okay.
But I'm always out there practicing, and I play a lot too in the summer. And then the fall, I play some fall tournaments too. Okay. So I keep busy.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, it's when you have weather like this, get on the golf course. It's one of the best parts about it. Brian, back to you, and talk about the you know, it's got to make you feel good as a coach knowing that these girls take the game seriously and play outside of season. I mean, talk about that and how that can benefit you guys when you're in season, which you are right now.
Well, absolutely. I always talk about it early in the season, and then also with parents about the recipe for really, or the formula, if you will, for really achieving at a high level in golf. And part of that is in the summer, you know, working on your game, but also playing competitive golf in the summer. And there's we fortunately live in Minnesota where there is an incredible number of opportunities to do this. And that's what Molly and Hannah have really benefited from, and that's why they've risen to, you know, being some of the better players in the state of Minnesota. You have to put in that kind of work, you know, to make that happen. And we've got some younger players that are now beginning to do the same thing. I'm really encouraged by what we've got, and I think this year, you know, we're going to be in the upper half of the Big Nine again, which is always our goal, right? And we are also, you know, we want to do as well as we can at the section and make a run at the team, getting the team through. But if that doesn't happen, you know, getting as many individual players through into the state tournament as well.
Let's talk about some of the competition you guys are facing. Who are some of those other teams to look at in the Big Nine this season?
Well, it's always Red Wing.
Always Red Wing.
I think I've been coming in here for the last 14 years saying it's Red Wing. And they actually, they've got two super good players this year that are both Division One, and they've already signed letters of intent to play or have verbally agreed to play Division One golf at some big schools. And so they're really, really, really tough. I would say it's us, Rochester, Mayo, and Winona, probably in the, you know, kind of that top third of the conference. So we know we can compete with those teams, for sure. We did, you know, beat Winona the other day. We play Mayo here tomorrow, Monday at Northfield. So we'll get an early look at, you know, those teams and how they stack up. In the section, for us this year, it's Lakeville North.
Yeah.
They've got two sets of sisters that are both play. Again, if you play a lot of summer golf, you're going to get good. And that's what they've done. And you know, it only takes four players. We field six, but we only count four scores. So if you get four that really commit to it, you're gonna do well as a team.
Sounds good. Molly, sounds like your dad just challenged you right there to get ready against these Red Wing and Lakeville North, you know, this commitment thing. But it sounds like you and Hannah and your teammates do a little bit of that, too. Can you talk about the makeup of the team and kind of, you know, what we got going on this year, chemistry-wise, for the girls' golf team?
Well, we graduated four of our varsity last year and one high JV player. So we've got a lot of we got a gap to fill with some younger players. So we're trying to get a lot of different players that don't have a lot of experience on the course or playing varsity, and they're playing some varsity events. So it's just a big learning curve for all of us, and working together is really important, both in practice and staying positive on the course. So it's just a learning experience for everyone.
Sounds good. There. Swing it over to Hannah. Hannah, I got to want to get you, you know, what were your, coming into the season, goals and expectations that you set for yourself, whether it be finish with a score, with a final score, or take on a course that maybe has been trouble for you and beat that course? What are some expectations you had coming into the season?
Yeah, well, one of my biggest challenges is always my mental game. So I think my biggest thing this year is to just go out onto every course and have fun because it's my last year playing golf. Mm-hmm. So just go out there and have fun, and whatever the score is, like, it is what it is. You can't change it at the end of the day. So, and I think those are some of the team goals too. Just go out there and have fun, but we also need to stay focused. So,
correct. Swing it over to Molly. Molly, same question. Your goals and expectations coming into the season this year.
I definitely agree with Hannah that the mental game is so important, and I feel like I personally have been really lacking that in the past few years, and I think that's kind of stopped me from reaching my full potential, so I really want to work on that, and I think the entire team could work on that and just, like Hannah said, stay positive on the course, and it's always the next shot that you got to focus on. You can't focus on what just happened. It's always the next shot, and score shouldn't be thinking about it on the course. Once it's over, it's over. The score is what it is. So
okay, one of those things, you shot what you shot, and you got to walk away from it, right?
Yep,
not let it eat you up, because then you're going to have a meet the next day, probably. It sounds like you guys are going to have a lot of that. You're going to have to forget about those scores real quick. Coach Stevens, as we wrap up with you, just you know, kind of some of the final thoughts on the chemistry of the team and what we can expect out of the girls' golf team this season.
Yeah, I just comment just quickly on what Molly and Hannah just said. In most other sports, you don't get much time to dwell on a mistake or an error or something like that. In golf, you might have 5 minutes before you hit your next shot, and that's a lot of time inside your own head to be thinking about, boy, I wish I wouldn't have made that mistake, and you dwell on it, and you dwell on it, and you forget about what you have to do in front of you. So they're both spot on with how challenging this can be from a mental aspect. Our team, though, again, we've got a lot of girls. We've got a lot of kids in general out for golf this year. The girls have over 40. The boys have just a few over 30. So the interest level in Northfield remains high for golf, which is really great because that allows us to expose a lot of kids to the game, but also field a pretty competitive team year in and year out. If you have a lot of kids to pick from and you've got some that really want to take it on at a high level, you can be pretty competitive. So lots of good things there. As Molly said, we graduated 5 seniors last year, 4 of which were playing varsity on a regular basis. So that's hard to replace in any sport when you lose 2/3 of your team to graduation. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple girls that were, you know, steady JV players for us last year. They're back. And then we're trying to figure out, you know, we've got a pool of another, you know, 5 to 6 girls that could all kind of rotate, you know, into some of those positions, and some are more ready than others. But it's a good problem for us to have. The future looks really bright. There's some kids that have already, you know, talked about how much they're going to do during the summer, and you know, are taking lessons, which is also a big component to getting better. And so we really do have a bright future in front of us too.
Sounds good. Well, guys, it's going to be a great season. I know you're going to have a lot of golf here in a short amount of time, but enjoy it. Thank goodness we finally have some nice weather, and sounds like it's supposed to be pretty good next week too. So enjoy it. Keep up the good work, and we'll be talking to you guys soon, and wish you all the best this season. All right.
Thanks, Dusty.
Thank you for coming in. That is Brian Stevens, Molly Stevens, and Hannah Braylon from the girls' golf team. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with Katie Brust, and we'll talk some girls' track and field. This is Raider App on KYMN, sponsored by Northfield Hospital.
Want to feel like yourself again? Illness, injury, or surgery can make it difficult to do daily activities. Our team of physical, occupational, and speech therapists helps you recover your strength or learn new skills to cope, allowing you to get back to the life you love. Rehabilitation services at Northfield Hospital and Clinics can help get you back on track. To make an appointment in Northfield, call 507-646-8800. For an appointment in Lakeville, it's 952-985-2020. Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care.
95.1, the one station where our playlist goes on for days.
And welcome back to Raider App, everybody. We're going to switch gears now, go from girls golf to track and field. I've got Katie Brust in here representing the girls track and field team. She gets to talk about all the events that the girls track and field team gets to do and participate in. And we're really curious to see how the girls track and field team will do this year. So I'm going to bring her on right now and say good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Hannah. Bring that a little bit closer, that microphone a little bit closer to your mouth there. There you go. Perfect.
Does that work? Awesome.
That's perfect. All right. Hey, we finally got some nice weather this week. I know you guys have been able to get outside a little bit here and there, even when we had some of those nice days that kind of creeped in. But just talk about the beautiful weather and how that's maybe made everybody a little bit happier, should I say, in track and field. Talk about the weather a little bit.
Absolutely. I think it's just really good to finally be on the track before we compete. It was nice to get out there Monday and be able to practice jumping events. Events, distance events, and just really get those measurements down. We've been working in the parking lot a lot, so it's kind of interesting, a different take on it, but it's nice to finally get the season rolling, and I think everyone's feeling good about it.
It's so funny you say working in the parking lot and, you know, the girls' golf team in the Dundas Dome and in the gym hitting foam balls. This has been a crazy spring. How's the attitude on the team? Having you guys, I'm sure you wanted to get out a long time ago, but now finally be able to. What's the attitude like on the team?
Absolutely. I think actually, so there's a lot of new girls this year, and it's really been a cohesive team. I'm really proud of everything we've accomplished. I think the attitude is everyone's even more excited to be out there now that we finally have good weather. I think it's more anticipation, so I think it's really a good thing for the team going into the season.
You've been a part of the track and field team for many years, Katie. What events are you doing this year? What do they have you pegged this year to do?
So I'm mostly doing mid-distance this year, which is the 800 and 400, and I'm also trying out long jump, so it's been an interesting experience. And yeah.
Long jump. So that's not the triple jump. That's you just run and jump as far as you can.
Yep, basically. Triple jump is, an entire world that I don't know of, but yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Long jumping, what are your realistic expectations for yourself in that event?
I'm just hoping to do the best I can. Mm-hmm. I jumped my first time on Tuesday and it went pretty well, so I'm just hoping to improve, maybe try out to get a 17-foot jump. That's my goal, but we'll just see how the season goes.
All right, and how has, you guys did have a meet, and just talk about, you know, how you guys did at the meet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we won the meet by about 20 points, mm-hmm. so I think it was just a great start to the season for me personally. It was just so good to see Emma breaking a school record and seeing all the pole vaulters coming in strong, and I'm just really excited to see how we continue to grow as a team, especially mid-distance. We have a lot of good girls out there for the relays, and it's interesting to see how those are going to form going into championship seasons.
Is it a veteran team? Is there a lot of younger kids on the team? How's the makeup of the team this year?
We did graduate quite a few people, and we've brought in a lot of new younger kids. I think we have the majority of our team is freshmen, so it's just really interesting to see the new faces and kind of the new mentality. So I'd say it's probably a newer team.
If Carl Wieselman as the coach, kind of, and I've had Carl on here many times talking about track, what's kind of his coaching philosophy and mentality? What's his message to you girls when you participate, when you get on the track?
I'd say just have a good positive attitude, do the best you can, and just really bring class to the meet. I think we have done a great job of really being classy at the meet and reaching out to other competitors and just having a good time and really representing Northfield well. I think that's the general message for
talk,
sure.
Talk about competitors. Who are some teams or maybe individual runners that you are excited to compete against this year?
Absolutely. I think the entire Red Wing distance Red Wing team, personally for me, is really fantastic. I also know Sig Kretlow from Owatonna. She's amazing, and so it'll be good to see her. It's fun. A lot of us distance runners from cross country know each other, and so it's just good to be back on the track and seeing familiar faces, and we'll see how the season lays out with those competitors.
One thing I love about track and field, and even in cross country, is the respect you have for your competitors. If somebody runs a great race and gets a good time, like you mentioned Emma in the discus, you know, breaking a school record, I'm sure other schools saw that or recognized that, and you go and you compliment, you give them a high, even if they maybe beat you, but you give them a high five because they had a great performance. Talk about that mentality that track and field kind of brings out.
Absolutely. I think just with so many different events, it's really easy to congratulate people on their own personal achievements, because even if you may not know much about the event, you see what they're doing, the progress they're making, and it's just so exciting for everyone, even in different schools. I think it's really just a great mentality.
Are there faster tracks, depending on where what school you go? Is there a difference in tracks
when
you get on them? Okay, so what are some of the faster tracks?
Faribault. I know Faribault is definitely much faster. I'm not sure if we're running there, but also Farmington also has a very fast track. So
How's Northfield's track?
So we actually personally don't have a track. We use Carlton, though.
And, you go to Carlton.
Yep,
okay.
And so conference is going to be there, and I do like the Carlton track. It's red, too, so it's a lot less hot. Usually it's black. So I do enjoy Carleton. I'm looking forward to having conference championships here.
You guys are lucky because when I was in school, the track and field team, we had to do it at the old Memorial Field, and it was a black track with that crusty dirt, earth, or whatever.
Right.
Did not look very much fun. And like you mentioned, with the heat on the black track.
Absolutely, yeah, it definitely is interesting.
You know, I remember people talking about that, like, it's so hot. It's like, you know? Okay, sounds good. Again, we're talking with Katie Brusta from the girls track and field team, talking about their season a little bit here. They finally were able to get out this week and actually compete in a meet and success for the girls track and field team. Let's talk about, I'm sure you guys are going to have a bunch of meets jumbled up here. Talk about what your schedule is going to look like here in the next couple of weeks.
For sure. So we have a meet coming up at Rochester Mayo next Tuesday, and then following that is True Team at the same meet or the same meet location. After that, we have two triangular meets and then right into conference here and sections at Lakeville South.
So it's jam-packed.
Yes, absolutely. Yep, meets will come. It's exciting, though.
Yes, and you know, that's got to be fun. You know, you guys have been kind of amped up and you know, bottled up here, not being able to go out and perform. So I'm sure you're excited to go to all these meets and do
absolutely.
We can
yes.
run. We can run. We
finally. Can run.
Yes. Talk about, you know, you mentioned Emma, is it Rattler?
I think it's Rattler. I believe Rattler's a pronunciation. Emma,
that's right. They go to my church. I should know that.
I totally understand.
I know the family well, but I don't think I've ever asked her dad Travis, like, well, how do you say your last name? Anyways, Emma, the discus throw that she did and
yes.
breaking a school record. Just talk about how that felt and you kind of talk about her experience and kind of how she was feeling. I'm sure you talked with her afterwards and just what that meant for her and for the track team as a whole.
Absolutely. So what we do is we're, as captains, we decided to, on the bus coming back from the meet, just talk about people and have shout outs after the meet ends. Mm-hmm. And so we got on the bus and immediately someone called out Emma, and I hadn't heard yet because I just run the 4x4, which is the last event. And so it was just super cool to see everyone on the bus cheering for her. I know that was kind of out of the blue, like an accomplishment. And so it was just great to see her accomplishing things this early in the season. I think she has a lot more potential to go from, and it's just super exciting to see how excited she is and also how supportive the team is of her.
All right, you get an opportunity here to talk good about your team. I'm going to throw you a softball. Talk about your relay teammates and who you're going to be relaying with this year.
So for the 4x8, it's a little up in the air. I know Nicole Terabeth is on there. Also Maya Westling, Sophia Sparby, Bryn Muha, Zoe Graham are all competitors there that might be filling in spots.
Okay.
We're not sure yet. But also, so for the 4x4 team, we're bringing back three from that state relay. It's Elizabeth Atchison and Haley McIntoon. And so we're just trying to fill that fourth spot now and see how that goes.
What are going to be the strengths of the track and field team this season?
I'd say absolutely the mid-distance. We have so many girls in the 400 right now. It's kind of interesting to see. Also pole vaulting, Chris Ricks will be back from her state appearance. Yep. So that's exciting. Also I just say throwing in general. I mean, Annalise can be back. She also has made amazing progress and is a great competitor. I'd say those are the three events, but we also have great sprinters too. It's all around a great team, you know. It's hard to say,
you know, and you guys have been good. I mean, I know I've kind of watched, you know, talking with you guys every season and kind of watching it, and this is a team I think from if my memory is correct can take a next step. I mean, like you said, you had a couple of events make state last year and perform well in those. Talk about what am I trying to say here? I want you to, can you talk? don't you love live radio? I had a thought, the thought left, and now I'm trying
I completely
yeah,
understand.
I want to talk about the competition. Thank you, Dusty. Come on, jump. The competition you're going to see this year and some of the teams to kind of watch out for other than Northfield.
Okay, yeah, I'd say in the distance, definitely Farmington. There's two girls who I think they run sub 5-minute miles, so always interesting to see them. Lakeville South and Lakeville North, always strong competitors. Red Wing in their mid-distance and distance. And I'd say Owatonna has some really good sprinting okay. that I've seen, yes.
And as far as sections, who are some teams to watch for in sections?
Sections, I'd say absolutely Lakeville South, uh-huh. Farmington, kind of the same teams I just
yep.
mentioned. Also, honestly, Rochester Century. There are some good sprinters okay. there as well. So that'll be interesting going into sections.
Again, we're speaking with Katie Bruss from representing the girls track and field team. Katie, I want to talk about your individual goals, expectations. Is there a time you're trying to accomplish this year? Is there a meet you're trying to win? Talk about what some of the expectations and goals you had coming into the season.
Sure. So personally, I'd really like to break 220 in the 800. And then also, as I mentioned, 17 feet in the long jump. I'd also like to break a minute in the open 400, but we'll see. I'm still learning how to use blocks, so that'll be interesting. As far as the team, I'd really love for us to do as best we can at True Team. And coming off of a second place conference championship result last year, I'd love to win at our home
track here this year. I think that's a big goal for me, and I think we can achieve it.
And True Team, now True Team for people out there is something where there's a lot of sprint, a lot of people get to score. Like you're basically yes. your whole team gets to score. Even some of the JV players maybe that don't get so much on the varsity, they get to participate and get some scores. How's the depth of the team, and how do you think you will do in True Team? Do you have a deep team this year?
I think absolutely, yeah. It's just been really fun because we're so cohesive. There's mm-hmm. a lot of support, and so I think that going into these next few meets and already with the success we've had, I think it'll just continue to build that momentum. And so I'm really looking forward to it. I think we have a deep team this year, and I'm excited to see where that leads.
All right, again, I'm speaking with Katie Bruss. She's representing the girls track and field team. And Katie, I know we talked about the events you do, and do you have a favorite track that you like to compete in? A place that you like to compete in?
Yes, I really like Rochester John Marshall. I like Faribault a lot, and also Farmington are my top three, I'd say. But it's going to be fun racing Carlton as well. That's a fun meet.
What made you get involved in track and field and on side that with the cross country, kind of some running and distance, and when did you start doing that? And then when did you decide that you wanted to compete and actually participate in varsity sports of that nature?
So going into ninth grade was cross country, and I just had a lot of guy friends that said, "Hey, you should try this out. I know you like to run," and so I did it, and I never looked back. It's probably one of my favorite sports ever. Track I did in middle school, and then I took a year off for golf, but I did go back to track just because it seems to be what I naturally like to do, and so I think that. Experience in ninth grade in cross country really led me to go out for track in the spring just because a lot of similar people there, and I've never looked back. It's been amazing.
Well, you know, we just had the girls' golf team in, and Brian said they have over 40 girls going out for golf, and they can only play six. So, you know,
it's always difficult. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, precisely.
Track and field opens doors for a lot of people.
For sure. Yes, I agree.
You know, I'm gonna have the boys in hopefully sooner rather than later, but just talk about the cohesiveness and the chemistry you guys have with the boys' team. If I'm not mistaken, you guys travel together and do the same meets, right? Or are you guys separate from each other? Like, you'll be in, say, Faribault, and they'll be in Owatonna, or do you all go to the one spot and do boys and girls together?
So in the beginning of the season, we do have singular gender meets. So the last two have been girls and boys separated. Okay. But going into True Team, that's when we start to be more cohesive and have everyone there at the same meet. And I'd say it's just super fun to have your own event run and then be able to cheer the boys on the same event. I think that's probably one of my favorite parts of track, is at this end of the season coming together and being able to see absolutely everyone at the meets. And so I think the team is really cohesive, not only in the girls' side, but together with the boys, so that's exciting. Always,
is there healthy trash talk going on between the girls
and
the boys?
Oh yeah, there's always competition, and we practice together, so it's always really fun. But yes, I'd say it's just a great relationship.
All right, Katie, best part about the track and field team? What's the best part? What do you enjoy the most out of it?
I'd say that because there's so much opportunity, like you said, for people to be involved. A lot of people can just find their strength, and everyone has their different things, so it's a little less competitive than other sports. I think it's competitive within their event, but it's also interesting just to see how cohesive the team is, because we're all supporting each other in things we may not know anything about. Like for me, triple jump, I have no idea, but I watch people jump it, and it's absolutely amazing, and it's so cool to like learn something new. I think that's what I like most about track.
And as we wrap up the interview, Katie, just the final question is, you know, regardless of what happens, what are you going to take away from being a part of this, especially with the kind of the weird, quirky season that you've had with the weather-wise? What do you want to take out of the track and field season this year?
I think just wrapping up my 4 years on this team is going to be so exciting and sad. But as just looking back, I know that I've done the best I can. I've had so supportive teammates. And I think taking away, I'm going to walk away knowing that I did my best, had a great year, and was supportive of my team as well. And so, yeah, I just like to thank all my coaches and athletic directors in the past. If you're listening, thank you so much for supporting me and the team. And it's been absolutely amazing.
Sounds good. Well, Katie, it sounds like you have a lot of energy and the team's going to do well this year. Go enjoy being outside and go do some running, girl. I mean,
finally,
so patient about the spring sports season. So go enjoy the month of May. Let's hope for good weather and enjoy your senior season. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Katie Bruss from the girls' track and field team. We'll take a quick break and be back to recap some other Raider sports that happened this week in Raiderland. This is Raider Wrap, sponsored by Northfield Hospital and Clinics.
Tired of feeling like a number at the doctor's office? At Northfield Hospital and Clinics, we treat you like a person. You are an important part of your healthcare team, so doctors and staff listen to you and treat you with respect. Our four clinics offer primary and specialty care close to home in Northfield, Lonsdale, Lakeville, and Farmington. Learn more about what we can do for you at northfieldhospital.org.
brought to you by Northfield Hospital and Clinics, providing primary and specialty health care close to you. Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care.
95.1, the one station where our playlist goes on for days.
All right, and welcome back to Raider App, everybody. Boy, what a great conversation right there. Just a lot of energy, and it's so fun seeing these kids finally getting outside for spring sports. Oh, my goodness. It's been a long season. It's been a long Raider Rap for me. I'm sitting here every week trying to fill in, like, what am I going to talk about? There's nothing to talk about because they haven't been outside. They haven't had meets, but they really did. A lot of sports got underway this week, able to get on the field outside for the first time all season. And, you know, the crazy thing about it is a lot of these people, as we heard, the golf team, you know, the first time they get outside, they're in a meet. They're competing. And they don't really get a lot of practice. And that's happening. It's going to baseball, softball, same thing. It's like the first time they get outside on real dirt and real grass, it's a game. It's not practice. It's a game, you know? And so they're just so excited. Oh my gosh, the energy level of the spring sports players at Northfield High School, just fantastic. Let's go ahead and talk about some of those other sports teams. Northfield Boys Golf, they win the opening triangular. With the help of a couple new varsity contributors, the boys golf team started the year with a triangular win against Winona and Owatonna on Thursday at Northfield Golf Club. The Raiders shot their way to a 318 to edge out the Windhawks, who shot 332, and the Huskies, who shot 356, with the help of freshman Hakan Roosted's 81 and sophomore Owen Bernstorff, 84, who are both making their varsity debuts. Head coach Adam Danielson says of the effort, those guys love golf. They play a lot of golf, and they worked at it to get to that spot. They're excited, and I think they were a little nervous, but it was good to see them come out and show some things. That supported 8th grader Nate Stevens' round of 73, which earned medalist honors, as well as senior Casey Parker's 81 and Danny Gill's 83. Senior Jimmy Fisher rounded out the Raiders scorecard with a 96, a number Danielson says is sure will plummet once Fisher gets a couple more rounds under his belt. Danielson says of what the team needs to work on as they progress through the season, we have to work on our short game. We definitely have to work on putting, and we'll work on putting this week. Just kind of work around the greens and things like that. Getting off the tee was a struggle for us. We worked at the range some, so we did a lot of shots inside 100 yards, but we haven't really until this week been working on our drives. So wish the boys golf team the best of luck. Boys track and field sprints to second in a Red Wing. The boys track and field is continuing its ascent upwards after ramping up the total number of athletes to start the year. The Raiders upped the amount of event wins from their first to second meet. In its first dual meet of the year at Mankato East, Northfield claimed 6 events. In a triangular against Red Wing and Rochester Century in Red Wing, the Raiders powered their way to a 9 first place finishes, while their 71.5 points slotted in just behind Red Wing 75 and well ahead of Century's 36.5. Head coach Tyler Balow says, we had a good meet in Red Wing. The coaching staff was really hoping to find out what events each athlete will excel in, and we got a better picture of that tonight. Several individuals stepped up to try new events and they wouldn't normally compete in and performed well. In terms of sprinting, Northfield was well ahead of the pack. Senior Kurt Hahn raced to first in the 100-meter dash, while senior David Erke sped to first in the 200, and Jacob Halverson grabbed third in the 200, sophomore Nathaniel Lanthier raced to fourth in the 400 as well. Other winners for the Raiders included... Hold on. I lost my train. Joseph Neufeld in the 1600, sophomore Eli Bowman in the shot put. Northfield also will try to increase that number of total event wins May 1st in Red Wing, where the Raiders will battle the Wingers and beat the Wingers once again, as well as Rochester Mayo. So we wish the Raider boys track and field team best of luck. Northfield Baseball drops doubleheader to Mankato West. Apparently, someone forgot to tell Northfield's bats the long-awaited season opener was Tuesday in Mankato. The Raiders traveled to play Mankato West for a doubleheader and dropped both games, the first one 7-1 and the second 8-5, but baseball coach Mark Ogier said his team's offense was a few beats behind. Ogier said simply, "We didn't hit. We struggled at the plate and had some not very good at-bats. It's typical your first couple of games that the pitchers are ahead of the hitters, and that was certainly the case today." In the first game, Mankato West's Dalton Hinch went the distance while allowing only four hits and striking out six. Northfield junior Jim Vidito finished the first game 2-for-3 with the lone RBI to lead the Raiders. Senior Jasper Blundred started for Northfield and went 4.1 innings while surrendering five runs on three hits and three walks. He also struck out five, but the Scarlets provided more than enough offensive firepower to support a dominant Hinch. Ogier says, "Today it was like our kids had never seen a curveball before. I told these guys the best way to avoid the curveball is to avoid the curveball count. We have to get a little more discipline at the plate, and that'll come. It takes time, and some of these guys haven't seen pitchers like this." In the second game, played as a non-conference matchup, Northfield jumped out to a 3-0 advantage, but then allowed Mankato West to slowly creep back before surrendering the lead. Offensively, senior Carter Hodapt finished 2-for-4 with a run and an RBI. Senior Derek Albers added a pair of hits and a run, and senior Lars Presterman pitched in two hits and a pair of RBIs. And then later on this week, that was on Tuesday, then on Thursday, Northfield baseball tops defending section champ Red Wing. They earned their first win of the season Thursday and did so with some extra style points with a road victory against the Red Wing Wingers, the squad that eliminated the Raiders in last year's Section 1-3A final. Senior Derek Albers started on the mound and hurled five innings while allowing two runs, one earned, striking out four and allowing only two hits. He then ceded to junior Blake Christensen, who in his first varsity action on the mound worked the final two innings to secure the win while striking out three. Northfield coach Mark Ogier praised the efforts of Christensen, who also racked up a pair of hits and scored three runs. It was Albers' steady hand on the mound that helped Northfield get to those latter stages against a tough lineup for Red Wing. Boys lacrosse. Inexperienced Northfield boys lacrosse falters in season's first game. Even getting onto the field might be considered an accomplishment for the Northfield boys lacrosse team. Saturday was only the second time the Raiders have been able to play on a full-sized field all year. Given the fact four eighth graders played for Northfield, a number coach Gunnar Olson says is a program record, the 8-5 loss to Century at the Dundasdome is being viewed as a building block rather than a definitive result. Junior defender Logan Bornick says, "Getting on the open field, a couple of things didn't go right. We had some jitters and played four eighth graders, which is pretty interesting. I think it was a good experience, and we'll come back next time even better." Bornick scored a coast-to-coast goal while senior midfielder Brandon Foster, senior attacker Skylar Parsons, sophomore attacker Paul Newman, and junior attacker Gabe Baggett supplied the other scoring contributions. Midfielder Dawson Foster and eighth grade midfielder Spencer Klotz tallied assists in the game. Because of Northfield's grass playing surface muddied down by the snow and the high demand for the Dundasdome, the Raiders really have been limited to small patches of turf for practice. Still, though, it was the first game of the season for a program that did graduate 14 seniors. Yeah, they're going to have a building program. They're going to have to redo some rebuilding here. Let's talk softball. Not once has Northfield softball coach Ryan Peach seen something like what happened last Saturday at the Dundasdome. Yeah, listen to this little story. After freshman outfielder Peyton Fox started the Northfield half of the first with a single, junior shortstop Jillian Noel strode to the plate with a chance to make an early impact on the scoreboard. Problem was, though, her equipment had other ideas. After she appeared to barrel up a pitch, her aluminum bat split in two. Peach says it's the first time I've ever seen that in a high school game. Northfield eventually lost 14-2 in six innings to Farmington, the defending Class 4A state champion. Although Noelle did find a bit of redemption, in the third she blasted a two-run home run to left field. Fox finished with a pair of singles while sophomore infielder Emma Johnson added a single to account for the four hits for the Raiders. Peach says they're the defending state champions and they returned six of their starters from last year. We expected them to be really good and they were. Give them credit. They hit the ball very well. Defensively, they're fundamentally sound and they've got a good pitcher as well. They're a good team and I was proud of the way the girls played tonight. Carolyn Pritchett started in the circle and pitched into the sixth and was accountable for 11 of the runs against the lineup he said might be the best his team faces all year. He says of Pritchett's performance, she pitched very well. She was hitting her spots, throwing her fastball, changeup, and curveball effectively, and did a very good job. But when you run into a hot lineup, doesn't matter how good you are, sometimes that's just the way it goes. Northfield then had a game on Thursday against Red Wing. Chloe Rosga barely broke her stride from when she left the dugout at the JV field to when she stepped into the batter's box in the bottom of the fifth of the varsity game with Northfield trailing by two runs. The freshman, who was pinch hitting after catching a full JV game, then proceeded to line the first pitch up the middle for an RBI single before coming around to score the go-ahead run in a 12-7 victory against Red Wing on Thursday at Northfield. Rosga said, "I just got thrown into it and had to hit, and it worked out." Rosga scored again in the sixth and added a stolen base to help the Raiders come back from a 5-0 first inning deficit to eventually power their way to the highest run total of the year. After Red Wing jumped out in the first, Northfield junior Carolyn Peterson allowed only six hits the rest of the way to finish off a complete game with nine strikeouts. Let's go ahead and talk about Emma Rattler breaking the program record in discus for the Northfield girls track and field team. Sometimes these sorts of things just don't happen. Coming into Tuesday's girls track and field meet at Rochester Century, junior thrower Emma Rattler wasn't really all that close to the school record in the discus. On the bus ride back, though, Rattler was the program's record holder. She threw the discus 128 feet 8 inches after a personal improvement measured in the double digits. Head coach Carl Wieselman says of the effort, "That can happen in the discus sometimes. Everything clicks and you just have a great day. She's all smiles." Rattler's record, which also took first at Tuesday's meet, was the highlight of an otherwise standout evening for the Raiders, who left the triangular crown after mounting up 72 points to top both Century and Red Wing. And we had, Hannah Bruston to talk a little bit about that, but just wanted to give a little bit more credit to Emma Rattler and her record in the discus. And some Raiders from the winter sports moving on to the next level. Grace Touche to play Division II basketball at Hillsdale College. It only took a few minutes for Grace Touche to realize she was right where she belonged. A couple weeks ago, the Northfield senior was in Michigan watching the Hillsdale College women's basketball team run through a daily practice. Everything about it, from the pace of the drills to the physical stature of many of the players, helped Touche come to a decision to commit to play to basketball at Hillsdale after the point guard led Northfield to its first state title game since 1979. Touche says, "When I was watching their practice, I thought that this is the level I want to play at. That's kind of how I made my decision to go with Hillsdale." That visit was the weekend of April 14th through the 15th. She made her official decision to play at Hillsdale, a Division II program, public April 16th. That weekend trip was the first face-to-face contact Touche had with anyone from Hillsdale. She first got in contact with head coach Matthew Fritschke in January, and an assistant traveled to watch Touche play a late-season game in November, but the two weren't able to meet. All throughout, the two sides remained in contact, while Touche was also considering a couple Division III options, including Gustavus Adolphus in St. Peter. But when she watched Hillsdale practice, she immediately noticed how different the level of competition was from the D3 basketball she'd seen and that she'd picture herself in that environment. Head coach Tony Matheson says, "Though the process, she's been patient and thorough and had a pretty good idea of what she wanted to accomplish basketball-wise. Probably more importantly, I think she likes the school and the coach, and I know she has aspirations of playing D2. While in town, Touche grabbed lunch with the entire Hillsdale team, and an additional player tagged along to the rest of her meals with their coaching staff. From the players to the coaches, Touche said the whole of Hillsdale were all so nice and genuine, which helped push Touche to her quick decision. Good luck, Grace, in your job at Hillsdale College Division II. So it's great to see a Raider player getting to move on to the next level. A lot of Raiders are moving on to the next level here, whether it's Division III or Division II. They're doing a fantastic job, and it's always so fun seeing these girls. I mean, I've interviewed Grace now for 5 years when she's played as an eighth grader on the varsity team, just to see her develop and how she's been doing and moving on now for the next stage in her life. Really cool to see, and that's one of the perks I get for being the sports director here at KYMN. I get to talk to all these these kids from when they're little to when they're big and graduating, moving on. So absolutely wish her all the best of luck. That's going to do it for Raider Rap for today. I want to again thank my guests from the girls golf team, Hannah Brayland, Molly Stevens, and Brian Stevens, and also from the girls track and field team, Katie Bruss, for coming on and talking about their respective sports. They're excited to be outside. We're expected they're outside. We actually have Raider Rap. I can actually recap some sports. I haven't been able to do that the last couple of weeks, so happy to be back. We'll be back we'll be back next week with an all-new Raider app right here on 95.1 The One, AM 1080, and we stream online 24/7 at kymnradio.net. Everyone out there, have a great day.